Tony Morey of Absolute Radio, a station known for its great ideas. You've just shared a few in the auditorium there. Just give us one or two of those five or six you shared.
A couple of dead easy ones. One was the now playing competition that we did, essentially asking our listeners to listen all day long, tweet now playing, the artist that's playing on Absolute Radio, at Absolute Radio, and we'd pick out a winning tweet every hour and give them a small amount of cash. And it just does a great job of getting our music message across, the range of music we play to the audience. So that's one. The other one is be willing to break your own rules. So if you've got a tight playlist, that's fantastic, but actually, every now and again, go off-piste. Our breakfast show, Christian, did an amazing thing after the Olympics, where he played Spanner Ballet's Gold once for every gold medal that Team GB won. Turned out Team GB won 29 gold medals and he only fits 28 songs in a breakfast show, so he had to stay on longer. But and you know, who wants for over 4 hours of Spandau Ballet? But it was a fantastic day and it caused a lot of, you know, it was celebrating Team GB and it caused a lot of talkability.
Absolute Radio itself, now they talk about stations being globalised, that have been bought by Global. You've been Bowerised, is that right?
We've joined the family, yes. Yeah. No, it's actually it's fantastic. There is, when you look at the brands Bauer have got, both on radio, we're really complementary with Absolute Radio, where you've got Kiss that's younger and a bit more female, and Magic that's older and a bit more female. But also, actually, the really exciting thing is all of the other brands, whether they be magazines or online, Empire, Q, all of these things, and the fact that actually Bauer reach 22 million people. And that's a massive thing and a huge opportunity to work together on projects.
I mean, I think a lot of the radio industry expects when a company takes over, wholesale changes, everyone on air cleared out, all starts afresh, has happened, well, particularly recently with Smooth, but you've got so much talent at Absolute Radio, it's difficult to do that, isn't it?
I don't think there's any chance of that. I think, you know, the Bauer guys have been incredibly kind in terms of their praise that they've said, and they're keen that they're keen and vocal about the fact that they think that both parties, whether you worked at Absolute Radio before or Bauer before, have things to learn from the other side, and I think that's completely true. I think there's some stuff they do amazingly, and I obviously think there's some stuff we do amazingly, and I think it's going to be fantastic and brilliant that they're taking that approach.
Of course, soon you'll all be in the same building, and it's your building.
Yes, thank the Lord. I've worked in Golden Square for almost 12 years because I joined Virgin in 2002 as a producer, and it's a very, very special place. And actually, I think it's really exciting, the thought of the number of big radio brands that will be coming out of that building is a very exciting thing, and you know, it builds a proper, that's three big radio hubs in London, obviously Broadcasting House, obviously Leicester Square, and now Golden Square too. It's really exciting.
So obviously it's an iconic place, Golden Square. You've used it in a lot of your branding and things like that, and it's going to get bigger and better now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah. I mean, I think if you add the listeners to the radio stations that will be broadcasting from Golden Square together, it's over 10 million. So that's exciting, but when you think about what that means, it means that if a big star's coming in, there's stuff that we can offer them. They can reach a huge audience by coming into one building. So lots to look forward to.
Well, good luck. I believe you'll be hot desking now, so that's one thing.
I hope not, no.